Coast FM's On The Bite with Ash from Tackle World Miami.
Welcome, guys, to this week's edition of On The Bite. Well, the last 7 days have seen some fantastic weather and some fantastic catches in our local waters. Land-based fishos have been enjoying the sunshine and some good catches of our bread-and-butter species, herring and whiting, with the signs of our winter whiting just starting to get bigger and show up in our local fishing holes. Remember, as always, the incoming tide's really important this time of year. This is due to the amount of freshwater runoff from our river systems here in the Peel Estuary. Offshore the past week, we've really seen things start to fire, with pink snapper not only been great in numbers, but we're also starting to see the bigger fish turn up, with beautiful sized pink snapper in the 80 to 85 centimetre range consistently turning up in our burley trails. A good burley trail's the key, not only a nice bucket of burley, but also throwing some larger portions of muleys or pillies over the side consistently. And it's amazing what can turn up. There's even been a couple of bluefin tuna landed this week by guys targeting pinks, so you just never know. This weekend ahead, Mother Nature looks like she's going to throw a bit of a spanner in the works with a forecast of wind and rain for most of the weekend. While this means offshore's probably out of the question, it will, though, bring land-based snapper into play. And remember, if you're on the rock walls and groins this weekend, stay safe, keep warm, and as always, every day is a good day for fishing.
For Tackle World Miami, Coast FM's On The Bite.